I cannot believe this is the first time all football season we have this gentleman on, and he's as good as it gets, as fine a handicapper as you're going to find in New York, in Jersey, in Vegas, across the 50 states. The guy is literally throwing in two or three plays a day. Football, basketball, hockey, for goodness sakes. He's handicapping hockey. Our good pal, Eagle Eye Picks, Bill Boland, the founder of Eagle Eye Picks. He joins us as we get ready for week 10. Bill, how the hell are you?
I've been good. It's been a while. How have you been?
I've been great. I mean, obviously, you go 4-1 last week. You're starting to feel your oats a little bit, and I needed it after a couple of rough weeks. But I got to ask, how do you keep up daily releasing picks? You got all this football to watch. Don't you find it any bit distracting, NBA, NHL? I mean, it's a lot to handle.
Yeah, it's rough. That's why I try to take one day at a time. You always get on me for not having picks earlier in the week, but I'm looking at basketball now. College basketball just started. NFL, college football. It's just hard to look ahead, so I try to take it one day at a time.
He takes it one day at a time, and I'm telling you, I'll text you a lot of picks. I have a lean. I like a game on Monday or Tuesday. It's like, dude, I got five hockey games I'm worrying about. So it's a totally different thought process, but he's ready for this slate of NFL football here in week 10. All right, let's start it off, Bill. The toilet bowl. And by no means would I advise you or anybody else to bet this game, but people will because it's the Jets and the Giants. We only get this game in the regular season one out of every 4 years. Line opened Jets minus 1.5. Now it's at Giants minus 2.5 with crazy money coming in on the Giants. What's your feel? What's your take on this game?
Listen, if you're betting this game and you're not at MetLife on Sunday, you have a problem. So I'm just going to leave it right
there. Throwing that disclaimer out there. I get that.
Exactly. But the line did open at minus 1.5 for the Jets. They looked awful last week. They got embarrassed by the Dolphins. Both teams stink at the end of the day. But the Giants just seem more of like a team. They don't seem as dysfunctional. The Jets just seem like a complete circus show at the moment. So in that game, even though the public's pounding the Giants, if I had to play the game, I'd probably lean them with the line movement in their way.
Okay, so you'd lean Giants in that spot. All right, here's a line that I think for a lot of people is going to make absolutely no sense. Buffalo is 6-2 on the year, yet they are a 3-point underdog going into Cleveland to take on the 2-6 Browns. Bill, you've been around this a long time. This strikes me as a fishy Vegas nose type of line. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, this screams sucker bet. I mean, when you see a 6-2 team dogged against a 2-6 team, it brings up questions right away. If you look at the Bills, they are 6-2, but some of their wins come against some pretty bad teams. You have the Jets, the Giants, you have the Bengals. They beat the Titans, but that was with Cairo Santos missing four field goals. If it wasn't for that, they would have lost that game. The Dolphins and the Redskins. So they haven't really beaten anyone. And even their wins, they play very sloppy, close-type games. And the Browns have a ton of talent. I mean, they have to win a game eventually. They've just looked pretty terrible. You would think this is a bounce-back game at home. Cleveland's a rough place to play. With the line at Browns minus 3, I just think it's a sucker play to go with the Bills. Strictly on that, I'm leaning Browns.
Okay, now you got the return of Patrick Mahomes. Are you surprised this line is now up to 6 points against the Tennessee Titans?
No, not at all. The Titans are offensively challenged. Their line is a mess. They have Tannehill starting right now. They struggle to put up points. The Chiefs have weapons everywhere. The public is pounding the Chiefs, which would scare me a little bit, but the line's reflecting it. I don't see any problem taking the Chiefs this week. The Titans just can't keep up with them.
Bill Bowen, the founder of Eagle Eye Picks. Check him out on Twitter. As good a follow as you're going to find from a handicapping standpoint as we get ready for week 10. Okay, Bill, this is a line I'm a little surprised with the way it's opened up and with the way it's moving. Carolina and Green Bay. Carolina a couple weeks ago, I don't know if you had them. I had them against San Francisco. They got blown out of the building. I thought they'd compete. They did not show up. Now they go to Lambeau, and we know the Packers, after what happened last week with the Bolts, I would expect they'd be ready to go. But this line opened at 7. It's getting Packer public action, and yet the line is down 1.5 to 5.5. You have a read on that? Any reason why?
This is a rough one for me because the Panthers are one of those teams that they tend to beat the mediocre teams, and then, like you said, when they face a team that's superior, they just get blown out of the water. Cam's had that type of track record too, even though he's not playing, but the Panthers have just been that type of team. The Packers, they just got blown out last week by the Chargers. That game really wasn't competitive, so I think that's why you're seeing that line trend down a little bit. But with Aaron Rodgers at home, I just have to lean that way. I probably won't play the game just because that line movement down with the public on the Packers. But if I was to have to make a pick on that game, I would probably lean Green Bay.
Okay, you had the Steelers last week. You had to sweat it out. You end up winning the game. They're at home again. The Rams are coming off a bye. This line has not moved at all. I mean, it's at 3.5. It's been at 3.5 all week. And you're getting action, heavy action coming out on the Rams. So will you maybe be going in the Steelers direction for the second week in a row?
I'm definitely looking into that game. The Steelers are similar to the Bills in the sense that they haven't really beaten great teams. It's also the Bengals, the Dolphins, the Chargers, and then the Colts with Brissett getting hurt. The Rams are coming off a bye, which with McVay with an extra week to prepare is a little scary. But the line's holding set at 3.5 with that much action on the Rams is kind of shocking to me. For that reason, the Steelers, they've been playing close games. You're banking on Rudolph, but Goff isn't exactly anything to write home about. I would lean the Steelers.
Okay, we got a couple of real juicy primetime games. Thank heavens. You got a good one on Sunday night. You got a good one on Monday night. You got the Vikings and the Cowboys. And I got to be honest, Bill, I think this line is too low. I really do. I think Dallas is a better team than Minnesota. I'm getting Dallas at home. I'm getting Kirk Cousins on the road in prime time against a team that he never beats. You go back to his days with the Washington Redskins. Cousins never, ever, ever beats the Dallas Cowboys. And Adam Thielen is beat up. And yet, this is only a 3-point line. So am I missing something here?
No, I think the Vikings still get respect, but you nailed everything on the head. Cousins in primetime on the road against a winning team is something like, was he like 1-50? It's a crazy record. It's 1-something, 1-a lot of losses. These teams have similar records. The public's about split. A 3-point line, I think that's about right, 3-4 for these two teams. But I like the Cowboys in this game. They've played pretty well, and the Vikings, it's just a fade of Cousins at this point. He fails over and over again in big spots. I just can't back him here.
You're a numbers guy. You like to bet with the numbers. You are very reliant on watching the line movement, and I think it's a smart way to go about your business. Are there certain quarterbacks, though, whether it's Mitchell Trubisky, Kirk Cousins in primetime, where they're automatic fades, no matter what the trends may show you, no matter what the numbers may show you? Like, is a guy like Trubisky in that category where at this point, with how poorly he has played, automatic, I don't care what the numbers are, I'm betting against him?
Yeah, the Lions are probably going to be one of my plays this week. If you watch the Bears, what, they have like 9 yards in the second quarter at some point last week. They can't move the ball with him. They have a ton of talent. They're great defensively, but the Lions could put up points. So you're really relying on the defense in that game for the Bears, because from what we've seen, Trubisky isn't going to score a crazy amount of points. So if the defense lets up even 17 to 20 points, it could be a problem. For that reason, he's one of those guys. He's just an automatic fade, and I do like the Lions in that game this week.
There you go. Lions going to be one of Eagle Eye's plays. Monday night, game of the week. Seattle with the MVP and Russell Wilson, a guy I hate fading. You know, we like fading Mitchell Trubisky. We like fading Cousins in primetime. You never like fading Russell Wilson because normally it doesn't end well. That said, the Niners are great. I mean, their defense is beating the snot out of people. They have a toughness about them. Line opened at 5.5. It is now at 6. Do you have a take on this Monday night game, or is this in the stay-away category? We know it's a primetime game. You're probably playing it. It's just the way it goes. But what is your handicap on the Seahawks and the Niners?
Yeah, I probably will play this game. It's the Monday night game. I wasn't a believer in the Niners until about a week or two ago. I faded them a few times this year and got bit by it. Their defense is ridiculous, and as great as Wilson has been, he's a top-5 quarterback in the league, no questions asked. He's probably the MVP so far this year, but he makes everyone around him better. I don't know if they have enough talent, though, to stick with this San Francisco team on the road right now. He's going to have to do everything in that game. And with the line moving up a half a point with two out of three people on Seattle, I would lean San Francisco.
Okay, Bill, now it's time. It's week 10. It's your first week back here on The Fan. And I know you're going to lock these in on Sunday, but right now, what is in the general direction of plays that you have lined up for your card on Sunday?
The ones I'm looking at, we spoke about the Browns. I think it's a sucker play for the Bills. I like the Browns in that one. One game we didn't speak about quickly, I kind of like the Saints. It's a high number. I don't know if I'll play for that reason, but I think the Falcons have quit. It looked like they did that weeks ago. I don't know how Dan Quinn still has a job. For that reason, I would lean the Saints in that game. I don't know if I'll definitely play it, but I'm definitely looking into it. We spoke about the Lions. I do like them. I like the Cowboys, and I like the Niners.
They have it. Bill Bowen of Eagle Eye Picks. And Bill, for anybody who wants to follow on Twitter for daily content, picks, and a winning record, and a big-time record, might I add, where can they find you on Twitter?
At Eagle Eye Picks 11.
There you go. Simple as that. Bill, appreciate a couple minutes. We will chat next week, all right?
Sounds good.
There you go. The founder of Eagle Eye Picks. And I'm telling you, you want a guy who's as good a handicapper as you're going to find, he's as good as they come. It's nitty-gritty. It's numbers. It's feel. It's like the old school and the new school. Can't get enough.